by Motty Posen.
She was titled Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. The Pasuk is Vixedra, Parash Kiseitzi says, Dvorim Chof Hei, Chof Beis Hei, Lo Ye Klei Geve Alisha. As is it a raisa for a woman to wear items of clothing that are designated for men. Velo Yibash Geve Simazisha. Likewise, a man can't wear clothing muchas for a woman. Is the raisa for a man to wear woman's clothing and a woman to wear men's clothing. The Targum Yonitzim in Ezeel already translates it. The Apostle translates it. Lo ye gluin the sitzim to tefillin tinin tikkuni geva al isa, that a woman can't wear sitzim and tefillin, because that as well is only miyuchad dafka for men. Although at the moment there's much controversy whether they can or can't wear tefillin and sitzis. But Targum Yonitzim in Ezeel already on the page, on the Chumash, where he says it's a derech of a man to wear sitzim and tefillin, and not a woman. Anything is a derech of a man also for a woman to wear, and it's a derech of a woman also for a man to wear. Rashi, the Chinuch, many Rishonim will point out why, because it could lead to Averis, men and women wearing different clothing. Anything could happen once you go down that road. Therefore they say, keep away from it. This is the Raya, the Torah says, keep away from it. Now the Chinuch breaks it into two separate mitzvahs. The first thing he says is, a woman can't wear men's clothing. And that's fairly simple, anything a man wears, a woman can't wear. And he adds in as well, weaponry, guns, shell in the army, what they do. But really he says, anything which is derech of, which is by men, there's not much of a derech, there's clothes, and then there's weaponry. Anything else, usually men and women wear. Whereas the next mitzvah where he says about woman's clothing a man can't wear, so first he says woman's clothing a man can't wear. And then he says there's things that women do. Women spend time beautifying themselves, and there's many things that women do, not items of clothing. And those things as well you can't do, like plucking out white hairs, dyeing hair, all the isurim that we know is also for a man to do. It all comes in this pasuk. It's not only clothes, it's anything which is a derech to do, they beautify themselves. Now the Gemara Nevoi Zorach of Tesam Dalef says, if you're having a haircut from a goy, the Gemara says, you're allowed to look in the mirror. You're having a haircut from a goy, the Gemara says, you're allowed to look in the mirror. So the Gemara says, what's going on? I don't understand. Why are you allowed to look in the mirror? The Gemara is mashed with this sakana. You're worried the goy, you have a goy next to you, scissors in his hand, you're worried. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If it's a shuzar rabbim in the public street, what are you worried about? He's not going to do anything to you, everyone's watching. If you're in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, private area, then what's it going to help? Maximum, you'll watch yourself go, that's all. If he wants to get rid of you, it won't help. The Gemara says, really talking about your Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So there's no one around, in case the guy decides he's had enough of you. But when you look in the mirror, you show your makbid on your haircut, you want it nice and neat, which shows you're Adam Choshev, you're someone who comes into contact with other people, you want to look respectable, and he knows that if he does away with you, people will wonder where you've gone. Whereas you saw a guy who don't really care too much, you know, Adam Choshev. And if he decides he's had enough, no one will miss you too much, there won't be an investigation. So Tosafot says there, what's going on? What's the issue of looking in the mirror? Never heard of this problem. So Tosafot says it must be this nichlan the loy silbash of a man wearing items of clothing of a woman and doing things like women that women do to beautify himself. And therefore, because of that, it's also to look in the mirror. Ramosha explains, he says, even though as well men look in the mirror, he says, you never give a compliment and say, This man, do you know how long he spends in the mirror? It's amazing, you'd never say that. Whereas a woman, there's a normal compliment. Say, this woman, she spends 2 hours in front of the mirror. It's a compliment. Whereas a man isn't. She says, Megala, there are mirrors, a tovah miyuchad for women, and not for men. So that's the Gemara of Zorah. This explains his loisul bash. Now, the obvious question is, if it isn't their eyes to look in the mirror, then why are you allowed to look in the mirror for a haircut? To look like Adam Choshev, he shouldn't kill you, Sakona. It's not really Sakona. Either don't have a haircut, or go to a yid for a haircut, or do it yourself. If you say you want to go to a goy for a haircut, say, now I'm in a matzah sakona, whoever is their eyes, no such thing. If it really is their eyes, you've got to keep away from it. So what's going on? Tosafot asks the question. He's the one who says loy silbash. And he asks on himself, if it's loy silbash, what's going on? Why is the heta have a haircut from someone else, or do it yourself, or don't have a haircut? So Tosafot explains, Tosafot says, the real is to look in the mirror, is only to look in the mirror to beautify yourself, to make you look good. But whenever you have a reason, you have a reason to do it, it's not to beautify yourself. You want to check everything's okay, you want to make sure this guy doesn't kill you. You have any tzorich to look in the mirror, then it's b'chlal no loy silbash. Loy silbash is only when it's done for beauty purposes. When it's not done for beauty purposes, Tosafot says there's no issur. So therefore Tosafot says that's why here, you're allowed to have a haircut from a goy. You need to look in the mirror, no problem. You're not looking in the mirror to beautify yourself, like women do. You're looking in the mirror for security reasons. That's how Tosfos paskens. You allow to look in the mirror if there's a tzurich, not for beauty purposes, to check everything's okay. You want to see something on your face, you want to check what's going on, look in the mirror. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas and Kufn and Vav brings this down. Also, Elisha's Dakar Bamarat, also for a man to look in the mirror. Shulchan Aruch Yelvash Geva. Elim came from Refuah, this is Tosfos, because Refuah, when Shechosh Be'inav, he's got something in his eyes. Oshim Sapra has to give himself a haircut. Give himself a haircut, he's not to beautify himself, he wants to make sure that he does the job properly. Oyvim Stakum, Oyv Kichov, Misam Haggard from a Goy, and he wants to show these Adam Choshuv. Then he allowed to look in the mirror. So that's the Mechabas Shittai peasant like Tosfos. There's any Tzorich at all, it's not to look in the mirror. It's not to beautify yourself, it's just to make sure that everything's okay.
Why does it say that, Shulai? The mirror is not for a man?
No, Tosfos is saying that since it's the Derech to look for a woman, Dakwa to look in the mirror, and Ramosh explains a compliment, it's something which is intended to beautify herself. So these sort of things go in the category of Loisilbash for women. Hold on, we're going to get to that. That's Tosfos, that's the Mechabas. Now the Ran argues with Tosfos, the Ran there, and the Gemara Vedzor argues with Tosfos, and the Ran says different mahalach. He says that really it is the Raisa, and it's not gonna make a difference even if you need to. It won't help you at all. Why does the Gemara say you don't look in the mirror? This is a different reason. Right, sorry, the Ran says a different reason. The Ran says that Lois Silvash here means you're doing something that women do. He says if it's something that men do, like you mentioned, something that men do as well, it's not Lois Silvash anymore. Something that all men do, Lamashal, they talk about jewellery. If you buy rings, which are men's rings, and if a woman wore this ring, she looks stupid because it's not meant for women, it's meant for men. You say, why is this woman wearing a man's ring? Such a ring is not Shaykh Lisilbash, because it's a beged miyuchat for a man. And so too, their answers by haircuts, by mirrors. If it's something that all the men do, it's fully accepted in your area that all men do this, then there's no problem to look in the mirror. Because these sort of things, you can't say it's a derech for women to do. Even if Ramosh is more of a woman thing, fine. But however much men look in the mirror, that amount is normal to do. And it's not going to be nichlan lo silbash, and you can't say it's dovam yuchad for women to do. That's how the Ran explains Tran the Gemara. So did your place. No, your place where you live. No. Yes. So it was a normal, accepted thing in that area. Yeah. By your place, your town, village, city, country. If it's the normal thing then, in your place to do this, it's mutter.
Now,
in Achrami, women wear trousers, not Lisilbash at all. Sure. It could be other reasons, not sneers. But Lisilbash here in Achrami. Men wear a kilt, no problem. Might be other problems, Lisilbash is not. Okay, there are more patterns like the Ran. That's why everyone's familiar with this. Had to look in mirrors. There are more argues than the Mechaba. So the Mechaba like Tosfos, only there's a Tzorich. There are more argues than he says like the Ran. The Ramah says on the Mechaba there, V'yish Eimrim Hald also Liris Bemare, Hainu Daf Kumokim Dein Derech Liris Bemare Ragnoshim. Only in a place where it's only normal for women to look in the mirror, and it's not normal, it's not acceptable for men to look in the mirror. V'yish Eimrim Mushum Layilbash. It's Layilbash, you think something that only women do. Al Vemokim Shed Derech Hanoshim Liris Gamkim Bemare Mutta. If it's a sort of place where men also look in the mirror, then there's no Isla Silbash anyone to look in the mirror. Because if it's something that's muyuchad only for women to do, understand. But something that's a normal accepted thing to do by men and women across the board in your place, the remorse passing like the Ran, there's no Isla Silbash, and there'll be no problem to look in the mirror. Now, the Gaon has a couple of caches on the Mahalach of the Ran, which is going to be on the Ramah too. The Mela, the Gaon passes like the Mechaba, like Tosfos, and he says there's no head to the Ramah, only for the Mechaba. So, firstly, before you start anything, there's people who are machmir because they're gone. People say, we don't rely on the Ramah, the Gaon's chiluk with the Ramah, and he passes like Tosfos, like the shit of the Mechaba. So it's ready, machmir to be machmir, so a lot of people are taking machmir, and that's where they're coming from, especially from the Gaon, who says the Allah is not like the Ramah. So strictly speaking, we pass on like the Ramah, but the room to be machmir is because of the Gaon. Now, the Ramah says, even for the machmirim, we want to be machmir for Tosfos and the Mechaba, he says, in a place where either it's not a derech for men to look in the mirror, so you don't have a head to the Ramah, or in a place where it is a derech, but you're machmir for the Mechaba, because you're a Sfadi, or you want to go with the Gaon, you want to go with the shit of the Ran, with Tosfos. Im also refuah shemei einav, you're doing it for a tzorich, he's explaining the Mechaba again, if it's for a tzorich, or you should also lahasir aksomim bonavoy, no isim roshi, take something out of your hair, something on your face, then, sorry, that's no problem at all. So the Ramah is saying, we hold this muta if you're in a place where it's muta, where everyone does it. And even if no one does it in your place, it'll be also, but any tzorich, he's not arguing with the Mechaba, you'll fall back onto the first day of Tosfos, and it's muta, but mokim tzorich. The Rabbeinu Gedolim, more than the Chassid world, we're not to look in mirrors. Firstly, you've got the Ran, the Gaon, And also they say there are mitzvahs is not to be meikel. I never machlokes rishonim yet. Before you even get anything, machlokes tizus and ran. So if it's only bachme for tizus, anyway, you shouldn't be looking in the mirror unless you've got a big tzurich. Shal by tefillin. People want to look in the mirror for tefillin. Some gedolim did, some gedolim didn't. One of the reasons why some people don't is because the Bach says whenever you have a tzurich, he's going again to ask tizus the mechaber. He's only when there's a tzurich. If he says if there's another way to do it, there's no tzurich. If you can ask someone else, my tefillin straight. We ask someone else, my haircut look okay. We ask someone else, I've got a spot on my face. Anything like that, there's another way to do it. You don't have the heter of tzurich because no tzurich. There's another way to do it. So the Bach says, anytime you have another way, there's no tzurich. So another reason why some people would not look in the mirror is because as long as they've got someone to ask, someone around at home, or in shul, someone asks about tefillin, then they would say you've got the Bach who says there's no reason to be meikel. So for Etzim we've got the Ramah, but if you don't want to be making like the Ramah, you can have the Mechaba, and that's when there's a Tzurich. If someone to ask, they will tell you there's no Tzurich by these things like Tzfilah. I saw people down from a Rilashiv. He says, before you go out of the house, you want to check that you look neat and presentable. You glance at the mirror on the way out, he says, that is Nichlan the Mechaba. Forget the Ramah, Nichlan the Mechaba, because again, it's a Tzurich. You want to make sure you look presentable, you haven't got any stains, nothing messy. So you look in the mirror, and that's the Tzurich, unless you want to be close to the back, you can ask your wife, or ask someone around. But Be'etzim, he says, you have to look in the mirror then, because the Tzurich and the Mechaba, and even without the Ramah, he says it'll be mutter to look in the mirror on the way out. Okay, another shayla in the gate to mirrors. The Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, says, Ein Roim Marav Shabbos. You don't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Remeya Mate, B'Marei HaKua B'Koysel. Remeya says, if the mirror is fixed onto the wall, then it's mutter. Maishno, why? What's going on? Why is it mutter if the mirror is on the wall? What's going on? So the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara is saying that the reason is the worry that you look in the mirror and you see something's not right, your hair doesn't look just right, if you've got to shave, you left a little bit out, you're going to come to cut the hair on Shabbos. And if it's on the wall, if it's on the wall, then eventually, as you tell him, you run to get the scissors, by then you remember. So the Gemara says, if it's not on the wall, it's on the wall, it's not on the wall, it's in your hand, why wouldn't you remember? So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a metal mirror. Look, Rav Nachman explains they used to have mirrors in those days with a blade on the mirror. The actual mirror was the blade, or slightly off the mirror was the blade. It was all connected. So you looked in the mirror, so it wasn't good. Cut the hair off, and you'd come to cut on Shabbos. So that's what Rav Nachman says. So Rameh says, if it's Kuvah B'Koysel, it's not one of those handheld snazzy mirrors with a blade on the sides. It's a proper big one, it sticks on the wall. There's no blade. By the time you run to get the knife, you remember it's Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if there's a blade on the mirror, it'd be awesome. If it's a mirror without a blade, be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch brings us a halach and shem beis. If you give him second mirror for Shabbos, shal mateches, charifa, keizmol, it's sharp like a knife. Chashino shem yeshbo nimin, you'll see some hair, something hanging around. You want to cut off on Shabbos. And it'll be also to cut the hair on Shabbos. Now, the mice is also in the game nowadays because we don't have mirrors with blades on. There are a couple of shaylos the poskim do discuss. The first thing they discuss is what we do have today is you get a hairbrush with the mirror on. And if you're going to be machmeh, they're not brush here with this brush. It's all a brush that's going to pull out your hairs. Where some choishes could be goizes. If it's such a brush, if it has a mirror on it, maybe that mirror you shouldn't look in on Shabbos. So what the post can bring down. You shouldn't look in such a mirror. One of these brushes on Shabbos, you look in the mirror, see things aren't great. You want to get it to a woman, and you start brushing your hair. And you run into the problem, and you see it's similar to the gzir of the Gemara, the Shachar brings to Jim Beis. The shal as well, if you buy a meal where it gets a bit boring, pick up the knife and start using it as a mirror. It's a nice knife, you get to see yourself, depends how clean the colour is. Start looking, so there some say as well, the Shemin Shabbos class, maybe you shouldn't look in such a knife. You look in the knife, you see, ooh, not so great. Off goes the hair. The knives are not so sharp, these knives, but he says, Sorachin, if it's Nichlan, this Gezeres of Chazal, you have a blade, a mirror with a blade on it, you got a mirror, you got a blade, all in one. You look, things aren't good, you start cutting your hair. And he declares, it doesn't say, Halach L'maisa, Sorachin. If you look in such a blade, you look at a knife on Shabbos. Another shaylah and get to mirrors. There's a legend has it that if babies look in mirrors, people are mad, but they don't show mirrors to their babies. All sorts of hocus pocus stories they say and bring down. Don't know how many people are familiar with it. However, as a child being brought up, people said, don't show mirrors to babies. And as you look around, hard to find a makor for it. The only thing I found with the Be'er Moisha in Chilik Ches, I think, is Simon Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav maybe. He says there that his parents were ma'akib on it, and his grandparents were ma'akib on it. And he says it's mustal hari, crazy, it comes from good places, this minhag. He doesn't say where, he says it comes, goes back generations, and he brings a Rashba that says anything we don't know why. But it's something that's been going on for a while, people are very ma'akib on it. He says you should treat it with care, don't just say it's a joke, it's an old woman's tale. Because there's like something in it. He says, so to hear people talk about it, it comes from early generations, it should be ma'akib. Not to show mirrors to babies. He says, why? He says that if you show a baby looks in the mirror before they get the first tooth, he says it causes, I'm not sure if it's a speech defect, I think it doesn't say speech defects. He says it causes them to speak late. Some people say speech defects, sometimes he doesn't say that. He says it causes them to speak late. So, save your money on speech therapists, just watch out. Babies don't look in mirrors. The Maya, you see people who are not ma'akib on it. Some people are, some people aren't. But people who aren't, plenty of them around. They've busy got mirrors, you get baby toys, the mirrors hang down. Toys are educational. So plenty of people are not ma'akib to this. And you want to show a baby a mirror. Either you do or don't, depending on if you want to give this minhag or not. Finally, end up one last shaila. Nagia, very often. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph, I think, maybe Tzadi Beis, says you're not meant to daven opposite a mirror. Why? Down opposite a mirror. It looks like you're davening to yourself. You've got a mirror, you're davening opposite the mirror. I saw the person discuss, if you've got a window at night, now, take away the net, you see a reflection. I know Jewish day, the side room where they daven there, big window at the front. I've seen people there, Marav, a lot of times, turning to the side, they're mekpid, shooting down towards the window. I saw the person discuss. Whether this has a din of a mirror or not, it's not really a mirror, so it's not really killing you down into yourself, but it's your reflection. Are you ma'akib? You're not ma'akib. But if you want to be ma'akib, something to mirrors, you should always be ma'akib. It's halacha and shulchan aruch. But a window has your reflection on, if you can avoid it, turn slightly to the side and don't daven opposite yourself, not to be nicha on this issa of davening in a way that looks like you're davening to yourself.
It looks so much, yeah.